All right. Welcome back to Off the Back Fence, second episode of the week. As always, I'm Woz. Joining me in Melbourne is Coombsy. Two in a week, mate. We're absolutely flat strapped. You've just finished doing a bit of reno work.
Yeah, just a bit of painting. Just a little Michelangelo 17th chapel.
Oh, I've been cooking up a storm. Got a Thermomix. It's fantastic. It's just great.
The cheats way to cook.
Shut up. It's easy. And I can't cook.
I use it for blender. I use it for smoothies. Best thing to do, cuts up your onion.
We're transitioning from a sports to a cooking podcast. Very good areas. Mate, second episode. Obviously, we started with a shorter one on Tuesday when we dropped, didn't we? With that, I think before we jump into round nine, we should probably touch on a few things that have happened over the last couple of days, most notably today. So recording Wednesday, and holy shit, what a roller coaster of a day for the Brisbane Broncos.
Oh, there could have been some real tears if that report came out true, if Xavier Coates has left.
It's sort of like a reverse shit sandwich in a way, because it was first reported by a couple of journos that Xavier Coates had signed a two-year deal with the Melbourne Storm. Obviously, it's been on the radar for a bit. I was somewhat partially numb to a lot of Broncos fans, that it was just going to happen. He could leave, and it'd probably be our biggest failing considering the ceiling on the bloke. Within a couple of hours afterwards, he was told that officially said that because Tony Staggs had re-signed for a further 4 years. I think he's getting paid between $600,000 and $700,000, which is in the same range as the Kotrick areas. So. Yeah, so like good to keep one, but then afterwards, an NRL.com article comes out with quotes from Xavier Coates' manager saying that nothing's been signed. Both teams have got interest in Brisbane and Melbourne, so it may be 1 to 5% chance, but it's a chance that he stays in Brisbane.
I think there's a good chance. Like, there's positive movements coming through. Like, we saw Kevy give the boys a fucking rev up yesterday. It's
it was a good trade. It was good to see. Obviously, they've been obviously trying stuff at training, and it wasn't working. Quite a sloppy thing, and just giving it to them, which is what they need. That team definitely needs some tough love.
It doesn't need the arm around. And that's what we were very worried about with Kevy starting. I think that was one of me and your big worries, that he was going to be the old, oh, you've done well, pat on the head stuff. But
He's got standards, and we know that he's not the most tactically gifted coach. He's definitely there as a man manager. He's sort of in the same mold. Well, not to the same level as Wayne Bennett, but he's got the club culture from being a Broncos legend. He does want results. He expects results, which is good. So giving them the biggest rev, we're a third through the season, and if that's the kind of shit they're pulling at training, but good. It's definitely good. What we need.
We saw Carmichael Hunt in the maroon and yellow.
Yeah, that was a very big sight for sore eyes. I've been wanting that day to happen for a very, very long time, and just fantastic nostalgia. Yeah. Just,
I think he'll be in the team in a couple of weeks.
I hope. I don't know. It's like we're expecting Katoni Staggs, hopefully back by Magic Round, which is 2 weeks away. I don't know. I just don't know where you slot him in.
I see him as the reserve playing off the back row.
You reckon he's going to jump in the second row?
Back row, or he'll relieve Jake Turpin, just even for 15-20, and then comes on as a ball playing lock.
It'd be interesting to see, because we do have Danny Levi now in the side, who provided decent service in both the Eels and the Titans game.
You got better service than Turpin. I'm going to say that. I'm still not 100% sold on Turpin.
I don't think anybody is, but at the current time, we've got no other way forward. So,
mate, supposedly we're poaching Josh Hodgson.
I'd rather not. Yeah. I'm not going to talk about that. Josh Hodgson at the moment is on the back end of his swing with Canberra. There was news out of
coming off back to back knees.
Yeah, and also today, like he's relinquished the captaincy. So that's not a good.
We don't need that. Now.
Not a good situation down in Canberra for him currently. And I personally don't think. I think he'd be a handbrake on the attack.
Yeah.
So neither here nor there. So a bit of a mixed day for the Broncos. Obviously, re-signing Staggs was a good thing to have, but I still think we should have gone after Coates before him. You can get a decent center with plenty of early ball. They can find him down the lower grades, but is what it is. Staggs apparently wants to play six, so that's another experiment we'll probably be seeing in either the back end of this year if results aren't going our way, or early next year. Yeah, just bit of a weird day. Other than that, mate, we should probably jump into round nine. Like I said, one round into a magic round, I should say. Next week is magic round.
And then I guess the pointy end of origin pick and time, 3 weeks' time.
Yeah, so we got some exciting times. We might have Sparky back on. I was just thinking about that the other day. We should probably have him back on.
Well, I miss him.
Do you?
Last time I saw him, I was calling him Marty Shugel.
Yeah, Marty Shugel. Jesus Christ. Anyway, we'll jump into round nine. Going into the round, I'm back at 60%. Tipping, so I'm at 63 over 103. You're at 52, so you've made some massive leaps and bounds. Last week was huge for you, 65 over 125. Oh. So going great guns, mate.
Yeah, I go big.
I'm very conservative.
I get experimental.
Yeah.
What experimental better can I find this week?
Oh, jeez. We will start Thursday evening. This is the start of two blockbuster matches and back-to-back nights. We've got the South Sydney Rabbitohs hosting the Melbourne Storm at Stadium Australia. Storm are 7.5-point favourites. The over-under is 37. That is the lowest total of the round. Mass changes for the Rabbitohs. Adam Reynolds is out with a thumb. He's avoided surgery, which is a massive plus for them. However, he won't be back this week. So the shuffle is Benji moves to the 7. Walker moves from fullback to 5'8".
No. It's changed.
Has it again?
The young fella. Yeah. It's they pulled the Swifty today halfway through the day. Sorry to interrupt, but yeah. So they've going to got Hawkins at the 6.
Oh, yeah. Footy Dean.
Yeah.
Right. My apologies. Old news. Anyway, so there's a few things here. Braden Burns is back. It looks like he's jumping into the centres for Campbell Graham. Wow. You're right. It's a bit of a mess, that South pack. For Melbourne, Asafa Solomona, George Jennings are back from injuries, both head knocks. They're coming in for Chris Smith and Dean Arumia. Harry Grant, he looks like he's starting at the hooker now, which is huge. Brandon Smith moves into the 13, and Pappenhausen's still a week away. I'm probably going to give the Storm the points in this one. 7.5 is still pretty good odds. Rabbits have got a fair bit going on. They're still a couple of weeks away from Latrell being back. I'm going to go the over. I reckon both teams will score points. If not, Melbourne are going to probably go for it. What are you thinking, mate?
Yeah. I'm going to go Melbourne just for the win.
Head to head, yeah.
Yeah, the over.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Rabbitohs over 2.5 tries.
You and your...
Storm over 3.5 tries.
Oh, my.
And total over tries, 6.5.
Oh, 6.5 total.
Yeah, over 6.5.
You've got an issue, mate. That's 5.
No. It doesn't matter. The Storm can get... doesn't matter what happens as long as it's 7 tries.
Oh, my God. Yeah, right. Okay, so let me recap just to make sure I don't stuff this up. You got Melbourne head-to-head. You got the over of 37.5 points. You want the Rabbits to score over 2.5 tries, the Storm over 3.5 tries, and a total tries for the match, 6.5. Jesus Christ. Yeah. All right, so you've got 5 tips in the first. Okay.
Go on, big.
Oh, you felt yourself last week and you're going for it.
100%.
Yeah, sure, I guess. Like,
who ever knew about this total try market line? This is the greatest. It's basically, it's flipping a coin. That's all it is.
Yeah, you're right.
It's not multi.
Same game multi it, seriously. Both teams off big wins last week. Obviously, the Storm putting on a fair chunk against the Sharks. Rabbitohs getting up over the Raiders over 13 plus. Yeah, this is always going to be a blockbuster. The first game of the year was the Rabbits and the Storm. Storm blew them away early with the Rabbitohs coming back. But no Latrell. I can see the Storm getting up in this one and the over. We move to Friday evening, the early game. Penrith Panthers versus the Cronulla Sutherland Sharks at Bluebet Stadium out at Penrith. Panthers are the largest favorite of the weekend at 18.5 points. Over under is 40.5. Bit of team news. Capewell's been named after a rib injury, but he's got a pass fitness. Jesse Ramien returns from a glute injury. Teague Wilton is slipping back into interchange, and he's taking the place of Braden Hamlin-Ewele, who was out injured. I'm probably going to go, I'm going to give the Sharks the 18.5 points. I just, after last week, because I went Manly and they kept it real tight. Yeah, I'm going to give the Sharks the 18.5 points. I'm probably still going to go the over in this one. I'm not going to do any of your exotic bets.
I'm going to go Panthers.
Outright?
The over.
All right.
Is it 40.5?
Yeah, 40.5.
And then I'm going to have a little dark horse here. Brian Toto, anytime try scorer.
I wouldn't say that's any. I don't think that's a dart. I don't think that.
The human chode.
I don't think that's a dark horse, considering he's been the most dynamic winger of the comp.
He's a fucking human chode.
He's a human wrecking ball. That's what he is, mate.
He's a chode. He's a literal chode.
Jesus Christ.
If Brent Smith is the block of cheese, this man's the human.
He's good for a try though, so it's not a bad bet. So currently you're up to 8. After 2 games, you're at 8. Good luck to you. Seriously, this is gonna massively boost your bloody percentage or not. Main event.
I'm using the stats at Insight page on Sportsbet to help me pick all this.
Jesus Christ. Main event Friday evening, Parramatta Eels versus the Sydney City Roosters at Bank West Stadium. Eels are 4.5 point favourites with the over-under at 42.5. Bit of a shuffle for the Roosters. Terrible night against the Knights, as we mentioned in the last episode. Obviously, ACL injuries to Brett Morris and Lindsay Collins. They're both out. Tedesco's back, though. Tedesco has been named to return. Joey Manu switches back to the centres. Sia Takiao is back. Sam Varels is back. He's obviously, was it semi-detached retina?
Yes.
So Ben Marsh moves into the 9 jersey with Adam Kieran going into 14. I'm giving the Roosters the 4.5 start here. I there's nothing a cutout ball or a kick can solve for Sam Walker. He's playing lights out at the moment.
I'm going Roosters head to head.
Roosters head to head.
Roosters head to head in the over of 42.
42? Yeah, nice. I'll go the over too because both teams have points in them. Para are fantastic in their own right. They had a great win last week, but obviously against the Bulldogs. But Roosters. Still, like, they may have lost Brett Morris, they may have lost Lindsay Collins, but 4.5 points head start against the Eels, and they're still a quality side. Like, there's still talent across that side with Tedesco, Joey Manu, Josh Morris even. Yeah, it's still pretty good. They've still got Jarrell Weir Hargraves. As much as I hate the bloke for his style of play, he's just been dynamic off the bench this season. Angus Crichton still probably being the best second rower, if not the best second rower in the comp. He's going to have a fantastic matchup against Papali'i. He's been one of the signings for Eels all year. Yeah, it's going to be, I reckon this will be one of the games of the round. So,
yeah.
Saturday afternoon, another regional areas game. We've got the Canberra Raiders versus the Newcastle Knights at McDonald's Park at Wagga Wagga. Saturday afternoon football. Raiders are 5.5 point favourites with the over-under at 44.5. That's the largest total of the round. Actually, it comes across 3 times as the largest total of the round. So 45 points.
I can't see that hitting this
game. No, I can't see it either. Yeah, the under for me in that. Raiders, though, something's going on down at the Raiders at the moment, and I just don't know.
I think Ricky's may have outstayed his welcome. He had the same thing when he was at the Roosters. I think his just personality just probably wears thin on the players after a while. It's been so intense and all.
Yeah, I think he's done a fantastic job of changing the culture down there at Canberra. But you're right, something's happening at the moment, and Yeah, it's just a...
He'd be nearly the longest tenured coach in the rugby league at the club. Him and Trent Robinson.
And Bellamy.
By Craig Bellamy, yeah.
Yeah, like he's been there for so long. He's turned the Raiders into a force. The last couple of weeks, obviously, they haven't been great. Bit of team news. Papa Lee's back. He had a week off to refresh mentally, which is probably a big thing. Ryan James has dropped out of the squad, which I think is a really strange move considering he's probably one of their best forwards. George Williams is back after being late scratching last week with I think it was a hamstring strain or a groin. Josh Hodgson, Jared Croker, they're delayed another week. I think Hodgson's still not their best hooker in the squad. I think Tom Starling is. Sebastian Chris still has an injured ankle. He's been named, so it'd be interesting. For the Knights, 18th man Phoenix Crosslands. He's looks like he's moving into the playmaker role for Blake Green.
Number seven, yeah.
And you got Heimel Hunt. He's going back to the wing, and Stafford Toa dropping to the reserves. Yeah, Tex Hoy's back. Lachlan Fitzgibbon looks to be back. Edric Lee's still another week away. I just don't know. Yeah, so
it's not like he'll be playing Origin this year.
Yeah, so 44.5. I'm taking the under in that game. I'm not too sure on the spread.
I'm taking the Knights just head to head. I'm playing it safe because it is a toss. This is a toss of a coin game, as I mentioned to you. I think under, but Jordan Rapana they get any time.
Yeah, well, he got across last week. He played quite well too. I'm going to give the Knights the points. God, I'm going the dog route this week. So 5.5 point start for the Knights. Yeah,
I'll go the 5. I thought I had shorter. Yeah, I'll go 5.5 points.
You're giving them the start too, right? Yeah. I think after last week, they got a point to prove after such a dismal performance against the Roosters, especially considering the last, 5 to 10 minutes, they were either down to 12 or 11 men without interchange, and they still couldn't try and put on the consolation try on. Big point to prove. Kalen Ponga's got a bit to improve too. Maybe it's a bad pick with a fresh seven in the team, but it's still good. Like Bradman Best is still there. Jaden Bradley's still playing great. Safidi's great. And Connor Watson's been probably one of the better players for them all year. Middle game of the Super Saturday slate, you got the West Tigers versus the Gold Coast Titans. Titans are 4.5 point favorites with the over-under at 43.5 points. Tigers coming off a great win against the Dragons on Sunday football where the Titans, blew a 22-point lead against our Broncos. Moses Emboy has been named to the centres to replace Tommy Tolau, who's suspended. Little's on the interchange bench. No James Roberts. It looks like Zach Sini, the Tiger King, is still on the wing, which is great. Him and Joey Leilua last weekend, probably the best talked about story.
This has probably got no real interest in me in this game. I'll be busy renovating at this point, trying to bust it out so I can get home in time for the Broncos.
Yeah, I think that obviously the main event is the next game on Saturday for us.
Is this the game? Is this the usual 2 o'clock Sunday game we
dream of?
Technically, we skip on.
For the Titans, Tino Fasuma-Alawi.
Tino Fasuma-Alawi.
We really. I need to work on that. He's returning from a shoulder charge ban, which is huge. And Mo Fodawaker drops to the bench. Corey Thompson apparently out for 8 weeks. A syndesmosis injury. Philip Sammy moves to the wing. Bo Fuma into the centres. SCR Masters has been named. That's signing news. SCR Masters got released by the Cowboys, got signed immediately by the Titans. So he's on the extended reserves already. Tigers at Campbelltown. They're playing in the old West Jersey this round, not the round that Tommy Radonic has passed away in.
I'm Titans this round. They can't play. I think Justin Holbrook, he said he was fired up when he said, I'm sick of coaching under 20s.
Yeah.
I'm not here to coach under 20s.
Yeah. Quality quote too.
And I think you're going to see a big game from David Fifita.
Yeah, I think so too. I'm taking the over of 43.5. I reckon both of them. I reckon either Titans are going to put a lot of points on them, or they're going to go toe-to-toe and put 20 each on each other.
No, I'm going Titans 13+ over to hit and Fifita get a try.
A singular try.
Yeah, anytime.
Well, he's due.
Oh, I can't. I can see him running over someone this week.
Also, there was late news for the Titans. I don't know how, like, if it's confirmed, but I think it was Ash Taylor, his form and injury is out. So I think there's a bit of a shuffle on that. So there might be a change at game time. Saturday evening, main event for Super Saturday, the North Queensland Cowboys are hosting our Brisbane Broncos up at Queensland Country Bank Stadium. Cowboys are 5.5-point favourites. The over-under is 44.5. Right.
This could be fun.
This could be a very fun game.
This could be just touch football at its greatest.
Yeah. Team news for both sides. Jake Clifford's returning to 7. Ben Hampton is out with a pec injury. Jarvid Bowen comes into the centres to replace Justin O'Neill. Mitch Dunn returns from Sussy. He's on the reserves list. And Tabuai Fadoe is still missing from the side due to a leg injury. For the Broncos, no changes to our 17 that had its biggest comeback win in club history last week. Big vibe on the club.
Big vibe.
Yeah.
Please don't wear the white jersey.
It'll be the white jersey. It's the away jersey. Like, it's...
Oh, I can't. Just wear fucking yellow. Put the training kit on.
No, I'm not putting on the nacho cheese Doritos kit as our fucking jersey.
Oh, God, I hate that fucking white jersey with a passion. It's got bad memories all the way back to 2006.
It's fine. 2006, we wore that and won the grand final.
Yeah, that's the only time we've actually I can enjoy wearing it.
Oh, God. I like it that there's obviously no changes, which is great. No injuries. That's fantastic. Tyson Gamble played the game of his life last week. Him and Milford.
Hungry man.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. It's a halfback that runs direct.
I love the flex he did when they knocked the ball off. Yeah.
It was good. Now, I'm giving the Broncos the points. So 5.5 start. I think that's just fantastic for us being the underdogs again. Touch football is at its finest. We hit the over in the first half last week. If we start slow again and let up 10 to 15 points, I reckon we can hit the over by about the 60-65 minute mark. So I'm going the over. Anytime try. I might get adventurous. Corey Oates again.
Mate. OT's back.
OT is back. It was good to see him in full stretch last week. Like, nothing beats a full intercept try.
I don't think he's doing a full length of the field try against Val Holmes, but...
Oh, God, no. He'll get caught. It'll be a fantastic sweeping move that he's on the end of. He scores in the corner, one of his trademark finishes.
The one we called a couple of years ago.
That's it, mate.
We called off the scrum.
Yeah, that was...
Two out, inside in.
That was fantastic. Yeah, so I'm giving the Broncos the points as the dogs. Over Corey Oates anytime try. What's your picks here, mate?
I'm going Broncos 1-12.
Fair.
Over.
Fair.
And this is where I'm going to get adventurous.
Here you go.
Even amount of tries.
Right.
Broncos over 4 tries.
Over 4.5 or 4?
Over 4 tries.
I'm going to go 3.5 then.
3.5. Okay.
Yeah. Can't work in, you can't, you can't, size. You can't work with even numbers. You need the half because it pushes the bet.
Yes. Did I say Corey Oates anytime?
No, but I'll put it down.
Yeah, Corey Oates anytime.
All right. Just to recap, 1-12 Broncos over even tries. Broncos over 3.5 tries and Corey Oates. I was about to say Xavier Coates. Corey Oates anytime try scorer.
I'm just going to do that quickly as a multi, see how much it's
paying. While you're doing that, I will move on to the start of the Sunday ticket, whatever Fox calls it these days, who cares. Manly Warringah Sea Eagles versus the New Zealand Warriors at Brookvale, Lotto Land, whatever you like to call it, that dump up on the North Shore. Sea Eagles are 6-point favourites, over under is 44.5 here. This is my pick in the comp I'm doing where you pick one singular team each week. I'm due to pick another side. I'm going great guns. I'm not picking the same side over and over. Bit of team news while you're still figuring out that multi. Seagulls have got Alloway and Tapau out. Sean Kepi moves into the front row. Ola Ka'atu moves into the interchange. Oh, he moves from the interchange in the second row. Alloway's out for 12 weeks. That's huge. And it looks like Tapau's out with a head knock. Moses Suli's back from a back injury, and George Tafua is on the reserves list, which I'm not sure Manly fans are very happy about.
Paying $25.
Well, you may as well put $100 on it. Why not?
Well,
for the Warriors,
coming in
for the Warriors, a head knock. Ben Murdoch-Masila, he out with a head knock. Oh, he hasn't been named anyway. Katoa's back, who after a breakout year last year. Looks like Harris Tavita's onto the extended reserves, which is huge. He was supposed to be out for close to 3 months with a foot injury. Warriors have still got Reece Walsh. Like, the raps on Reece Walsh and the amount of flack that it has been copping for us letting him go is just bullshit. Every second or third touch, I know he chances his arm, but it turns into a bit of a mistake, and it shows.
But the best thing is he's getting a year to just – he's getting the best apprenticeship going around.
Yeah, exactly right. Manly has still got Turbo. Manly played tough last week against Penrith, which was good. They gave him a fair shake out there at Bathurst. Josh Schuster has been a find for them at the second row, and I just don't know how much longer he might actually out Jake Trbojevic at the 13. Like, I think that's going
to
be...
I think Jake needs to move to the front row.
Jake Trbojevic does not suit this style of play. Like, this new rules have just really flogged him to death. He's just not any good.
Yeah. He's better off playing off the bench or playing in the front row for the first 25. Yeah,
no, I agree too. Like, there's still calls for him to be the 13 for New South Wales, which I think is just a dumb move. Well,
I think it's got to be Victor Radley. New South Wales need they need pace to cut Tino down.
Oh, they need more than that. And I don't think Trbojevic would do that anyway. Regardless, Seagulls at home, one try difference. I'm giving them the points. I'm going to go the over, because they hit 44 last week between Warriors and the Cowboys. I'm not going to do any time try score. I've got two adventures on the last game. What are you thinking on this one, mate?
I'm just going Manly to win and then the over to hit this one.
Yeah, nice simple one. Slow it down so you don't have 25 picks.
Yeah, and next game's just going to be pretty simple because I can't... It's not going to be the greatest game in the world to watch. Why are they putting shit games on Sunday?
I have no idea. Like this, you'd think with this...
Sunday is your pinnacle game. Sunday used to be the second best game of the round.
Well, hang on. Before we get to that, Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock, pinnacle game. I feel like the Friday night game.
Yeah, no. The two best games used to be Friday night, Sunday.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, I don't know. It's just, like it was in a discussion and another thing I've been...
I don't know why Thursday... Play three games on a Sunday or four games on a Saturday.
Yeah, I could get into this a lot deeper, but
I don't like the Thursday night game. The Broncos getting Thursday night games ruins...
It's all broadcast, mate. It's all broadcast stuff, mate. They get what they want because of the numbers. Anyway...
Yeah.
Last game of the round, the St. George Illawarra Dragons versus the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs out at Cogra, Nostrada, Jubilee, whatever you like to call it. The Dragons are 10.5-point favourites. This is my other pick. This was going to be the other pick I had, but I just don't trust the Dragons at the moment. So Dragons are 10.5-point favourites regardless. Over-under is 42.5. Massive changes for the Dragons. Fuamaono has been named to the centres. Zach Lomax is out with a dislocated thumb. There was a picture of him coming out of surgery, which is good. Cody Ramsey's in the side despite a rib injury. Matt Feagy is named in reserves, could replace him. Ravalawa and Pereira are still suspended after that horror game against the Chooks. Fumasili is back on the interchange bench for the Dragons. For the Bulldogs, Watene's the Lesniak's back at fullback. Meany's moving to wing. Straight swap. Napa's named, even though he did his shoulder. Renner for Tony or Simanu for... God, I really suck at this. Are named as potential backups for that. Lachlan Lewis is also back after he's returning to New South Wales Cup, which is good. He was struggling with a head knock. See, now... 10.5-point favourites for the Dragons. They've just come off a loss against West Tigers. Bulldogs are technically at full strength. They're missing Hetherington, but he's an absolute nutcase.
Yeah. I think this is a tight game.
I reckon
I'd be giving the Bulldogs a start.
Oh, that's what I was looking at, because 10.5 points is two tries for the Dragons, and I just don't know. After last round, like, they started like a house on fire against West, and then they just went to water as soon as they started to claw back. But yeah, I'm going to give the Dogs the points. I've gone a lot of Dogs this week, actually, now thinking about it. So 10.5 points start. I'm going to go the under on this. I don't think I went many. Yeah, I've only gone the set 2-0 unders for the round. But yeah, I just, yeah, Bulldogs and the under just seems 42.5 for these two teams might just be too much. What is your picks on this?
I'm going to just go Dragons head to head, because the line's too hard. You don't know what Dragons game team could turn up here.
Very true. Like, the Dragons still have Ben Hunt and Norman at the 6 and 7. Also, Norman is the most not self-aware fucking Instagram person of all time.
Oh, you idiot.
Yeah, anyway.
Well, that's for another time.
Yeah, like, it's not worth the air. It's not no point in the oxygen.
He can enjoy his one game for Origin.
Forever. So Dragons head-to-head. Anything on the over-under, you don't think?
Yeah. I'm just going to go just the Dragons head-to-head here. It's going to be a weird game.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. It could be one of those tight Sunday afternoon games. Out of Cogra too, like, it'd be like the back-to-back home games for the Dragons, even though one was at Wollongong. Yeah. No, it's like, this will be a very good round of football, I think. There's a couple of good games. Like, I feel like Eels-Roosters game is going to be an absolute cracker. Rabbitohs Storm will be still good, even with the Stars out. And obviously the second Queensland derby in 2 weeks, with the Cowboys playing the Broncos up at Townsville. Yeah, it's going to be good, mate. It's going to be really, really good. We'll quickly touch on the AFL for round 8. We'll do a quick wrap around, because we'll keep it as short as we can tonight. Richmond versus the Cats at the G Friday evening. Who you got?
Tigers.
I'll go the Cats. I feel like
nah.
Hey, we got to have some point of difference in this podcast. We can't agree on everything. Saturday, massive slate of games. So we start off at Giants Stadium in Sydney. GWS Giants versus the Essendon Bombers. Giants are favourites. Give me the Giants.
Yeah, I'll go Giants here as well.
Second game at 2:10. Suns versus St Kilda. It's a lot closer than you realised. Suns are favourite at $1.84 with Saints at $2. Like, I would take the Saints at $2. That's not too bad value.
I've got the Suns at $2.05.
Is that Sportsbet or Ladbrokes?
Sportsbet.
Oh, interesting. Maybe
on the app. On the AFL Live.
May not have updated. Anyway, I'm going to go the Saints. You're going to go the Suns?
Yeah, I'm going to go the Suns.
Right, so then the next game is pretty much, I think this is pretty much straightforward. North Melbourne versus Collingwood at Marvel Stadium. I will be taking Collingwood.
This is the West Tigers game of the round.
Oh,
no one cares. No. So I'll take it Collingwood as well.
Yeah, smart. Two night games. We've got the Melbourne, undefeated Melbourne Football Club. Is that right? Am I right in saying that?
Yes, undefeated. 7-0.
Holy.
There's a slight loud applause coming from the Toorak, the people of Toorak right now. Polite chanting.
Polite chanting.
Everyone's politely honking their horns of their Mercedes and BMWs. Oh
God, the worst drivers of all time.
Charcuterie boards for everyone.
Is this Max Guan's team, or what is Donny?
Yeah, this is Gordy. This is the guy who gets everyone horny in the crowd. Gordy. Oh,
Jesus Christ. Okay, so yeah, Melbourne Football Club versus the Sydney Swans at the G Saturday night. That would be a cracking atmosphere, actually.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to find a place to get a good drink in
Richmond.
Richmond that night.
I'm going to go the upset. I'm going to go the Swans.
Idiot. I'm going D's.
Yeah, of course you would. Last game on the Saturday, Port Adelaide versus the Adelaide Crow, the Adelaide Derby. There you go. Port Adelaide.
Will they wear the prison jumpers?
No, is that this game?
Yeah, this is the showdown.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm going to go Port Adelaide, and I hope they wear the prison bars just to really stick it to people.
And then they lose 4 points. Yeah, I'm going to go Port Adelaide here too.
Very good. Sunday afternoon, 3 game. You got the Hawthorne Hawks versus the West Coast Eagles. Battle of the Birds at the G. Tell you what, 3 games back-to-back at the G, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's great going. West Coast are the favourites against Hawthorne. I'll take the Eagles.
Yes, I'll take the Eagles after a good win in the derby last week.
The derby. Middle game of the Sunday is the Western Bulldogs versus Carlton over at Marvel Stadium, so just a stone's throw away. Western Bulldogs are favourite. I will take the Bulldogs.
I'll take the Doggies.
Last game of the round, up here at the Gabba, 4:40 on Sunday afternoon. You've got the Brisbane Lions versus the Fremantle Dockers. Lions are heavy favourites.
Oh, the Lions. The Dockers just flew in the other day. Today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lions.
Disrupted preparation, yeah.
Yeah.
Lions.
It's Lions.
They're starting to play well without Lachie Neale. And I think they're starting to find him. Yeah. Charlie Cameron's playing well. The forward line with Eric Hipwood and Joe Danaher and Charlie Cameron are starting to really gel.
You are starting to sound like an AFL fan.
Oh, living with Ricky, I ended up watching AFL 360, and then I watched NRL 360 in the shower.
What?
Yeah, I'll put my phone because there's like a little ledge.
I don't want to know. I don't care. It's NRL 360 where there was a fan question from Jeff from Manly saying there should be an investigation into head knocks. If that's not a planted question, I'm not here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I wonder if I can send one in. No, Kenty, what's your high school education, you dumbass?
He wouldn't answer it anyway.
Hoops.
No.
Have you always looked like a human penis, or is that just because you got bullied at high school?
Oh, God. Jesus Christ.
Loves Brandon Smith.
Loves Brandon Smith. Yeah, settle down, Baldy. Other news. I think the other real major news we've got. Well, you want to talk?
Reds. Oh, the Reds are the Super Rugby Australia game against the ACT Brumbies this weekend.
Is it Brumbies? I thought it was the Force.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Now 40,000 predicted at
Suncorp.
Suncorp.
There you go. Go the Reds.
Yeah.
That's all I'll get for that anyway.
Big Reds.
Yeah. Other than that, other news, obviously, LeBron's contradicted himself saying that playing tournaments, shit, that's only because the Lakers are coming 7th in the West and they might have to play extra games, considering he said it was a fantastic idea last year when they were flying high and now this is an absolute shit idea. This is why I don't consider him the GOAT, but it's neither here nor there. Doesn't matter. Other than that, mate, not too much else. There's stuff happening in hockey, but no one listens to hockey anyway, so that's all right.
Yeah.
Did you see the thing I sent you from Spitting Chicklets? Mathematically illuminated. Yeah. Incredible areas. Oh, fuck. I want that shirt. anyway, we might wrap it up. Bit of a late one tonight due to a few time constraints. Thanks again for listening, guys. Back again next week with 2 episodes. What do you reckon?
Yeah, we'll be back again next
week. Yeah, we punch these out. Hopefully, we come back after you've had a stellar weekend of having 5 bets in a row, getting your same game multis together. Absolute peanut.
I'm going to win so much.
I'm going to win. I'm going to win.
Put some money in my account this week.
Oh, no. This is the start of the end of it, eh? Thanks again for listening in, guys. We'll be back. We'll be back next week for 2 episodes, early recap and also the Magic Round preview. Sure. This will be prior to me losing my goddamn mind over 2 days of football. I couldn't make myself go to the third day on the Sunday.
Yeah, you'd be battling a hangover.
Yes. Anybody that knows me personally, me drinking one beer is not good news. If you haven't done so already, please go to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, wherever you go, listen to your podcast. We are there. Give us a like on Instagram or Twitter. Barely do anything, but you know, we're busy men. Can't do too much about that. Other than that, mate, anything else you'd like to touch on?
No, that's all I got.
All you got? Easy done. Rightio. Well, thanks again for listening, guys. Say goodbye, Coombsy.
Goodbye, guys, and good luck tipping.
Yeah. All the best for tipping, guys. We will be back next week early on. Thanks.